care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be looking at some of the key issues facing America today. Good morning, Joel. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Stan. It's good to be back with you, and off the road. It's nice to be home.
Okay, fine. Well, we hope you're home for a good while, but anyway, of course, I know business can take you away again. But let's get back to what's going on in the world today.
Well, let's cover a little bit about Egypt first. Egypt has gone through another wrenching situation where the military was telling the, who were quite sympathetic to the protesters, had been telling the them that Mubarak was going to resign yesterday, and he came on television and said he wasn't going to resign. And the protesters in Egypt erupted in not only disappointment, but real anger. And it looks like today is going to be a real rough day as they try to put more pressure on the Mubarak regime. Even the CIA had alerted President Obama that Mubarak was going to resign. But it's interesting that more and more, it looks like the establishment is trying to maneuver the opposition into a compromise where handpicked VP Omar Suleiman, you know, chief of the Secret Service here and much hated in Iraq, will continue to rule the country. The Muslim Brotherhood is being made a host of promises about changes in government structure, but this is merely the globalist attempt, I think, to stall for time. Now, if this gambit fails, the globalists could get al-Baradei to be released from house arrest, which would perhaps trick the Brotherhood into thinking someone was on their side who was in charge. But Omar Suleiman is really a treacherous man who used to run the Secret Service. He's thus close to the Israeli Mossad and the American globalists. Suleiman ran the Egyptian side of American rendition flights for torture. So Egyptians are rightly skeptical of Suleiman because he's tied to widespread abuses and torture in Egypt's prisons. Protesters say they don't want him as an interim president while awaiting elections, even though that's most likely the minimum they would have to accept. You know, it's fairly problematic that they have made such an issue of the resignation of Mubarak, because that's actually relatively easy to do if it weren't for his ego getting in the way. There's also a problem of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah telephoning President Obama on January 29th and instructing him or demanding that he not humiliate Mr. Mubarak, who's a very close personal friend of King Abdullah, and warned that he would step into bankroll Egypt if the U.S. withdrew its aid program worth $1.5 billion annually. So America's closest ally in the Gulf made clear that the Egyptian president must be allowed to stay on to oversee the transition towards peaceful democracy. And it may well be that it's that intervention and support from Saudi Arabia that caused Mubarak to change his mind, and to and there could have been cross signals there as well. As the BBC pointed out, these could have been wishful thinking on the part of Vice President Suleiman, who may well have tried to take control sooner than Mubarak wanted, and Mubarak said, hey, I'm still in charge here, and to show you that I'm still in charge, I'm going to confirm that I'm not resigning, and put egg on the face of the military and Vice President Suleiman. So we haven't seen the last of this, Dr. Stan. This is going to be around for a bit.
But my impression is that this whole thing is being engineered. You remember a few weeks ago, a wife, Chris, you commented on this this article in the Belfast Telegraph about Lord James rising in the House of Lords and talking about how he had been funneling billions of pounds to the terrorists in North Africa. Well, obviously, it's the terrorists in North Africa, the people who are overthrowing the governments there. Sydney, it looks to me like this whole thing is carefully orchestrated, and I'm not certain that the Egyptian people are going to be a bit better off. In fact, I fear they're going to be a lot worse when the dust finally settles. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Stan, I think it's very, very clear that governments don't fall just because of a few protesters in the streets. I mean, they can continue to disregard them. A lot of the middle-of-the-road people in Egypt are worried that the economy is going to take a real hit, is already taking a real hit with so many people on strike, not going to work. But there is a tremendous welfare system as well in Egypt. I think that this has been engineered. Obviously, the Bank of England has been bankrolling the Muslim Brotherhood. Somebody's been bankrolling them and keeping them in power. Just like they did with the Ayatollah Khomeini. So it's very difficult to tell what's going on the scene when we're dealing with, conspiring minds that want to control countries. But I ultimately, as I pointed out in last week's World Affairs Brief, see this as an excuse for to put pressure on Israel or the appearance of a, fundamentalist uprising. It's happening in Yemen. It's happening in Gaza. It's happening in Jordan. Jordan, which has been very stable for many years, is now being threatened with protests as well. Everybody wants to get into the act. This could well very be the excuse that Israel needs to finally attack Iran and claim that it's the instigator of all this Muslim fundamentalism.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I really am very, very concerned about the future, of all of those countries and of Israel as well. I think we're in a very dangerous situation. Okay, well, you pick up and go from there.
Well, the GOP freshman staged a minor rebellion this week. Speaker John Boehner had his hands full, tried to bring 87 new freshman Republican representatives into line with the Republican establishment. And, I had written that initially they were going to have none of that. They got elected by promising to stop big government deficit spending. They aren't going to go along with Speaker Boehner's token cuts in spending of $40 billion or even the renewal of the unconstitutional Patriot Act, or at least that's what we thought. These hardliner newcomers don't have the numbers, of course, to repeal this intrusive act, but they at least made a symbolic first stand and gave notice that they won't be easily rolled by the Republican liberals masquerading as conservatives. But sadly, only four Republicans, including Ron Paul, who is always consistent on these issues, voted against the act on the second vote. So they turned around some 60-some-odd votes just by either threatening him by the leadership that they would be branded as people who were soft on terror. This is the way that they get people to give up a lot of freedoms, the threat of this terrorism stuff.
We'll be back here in just a moment, here at the American Freedom Network.